Well, it must be time to start. I'd like to call to order a meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. If you would please join me tonight as we have the pledge to the flag. Our ROTC group will not be here tonight, so if you would please stand and thank you, and you may be seated. So you'll note that Dr. Hartman is not here. She's a little under the weather, maybe watching on television. Who knows? But hope she will feel better soon. But we will carry on. We do have a quorum present. Next, we will have our program. We've started doing this again back with each school having the opportunity to come. We're always looking forward to this. Probably the best part of the meeting, as you know. So I'll call on Mr. Scott, principal of Central City Academy, to come up and tell us all about what he's got in store for us tonight.
Try to keep that from creating too much reverb here. Before I get completely upstaged by the two students that I brought with me, I want to say a couple of words about Secret City Academy. As a school, we focus on three areas, behavioral health, mental health, and academic recovery. Currently, we serve 76 students, and in the past 12 months, we have had 74 students transition back to their base schools. We have also had, in the spring, 17 at-risk seniors finish high school with a diploma while being served by our staff. We currently have 15 seniors in our building, and I've got an intake for one more tomorrow. Our staff have amazing skill, infectious positivity, and emotional endurance. Despite these attributes, none of them can do great things, but they can do small things. And together, they do something wonderful for our students. So I'd like to introduce Sammy Samuelson and Jalen Edwards. Sammy is a third grade student who had his first day back at Glenwood Elementary School today. We could not be prouder of the progress that he has made and look forward to his success at Glenwood. I would also like to say a few words about Jalen, who is an 11th grader with us, who has displayed amazing growth this year. She has shown maturity and responsibility and was the first student nominated by our staff to be here tonight.
Dear Board of Education members, my name is Sammy, and I am here to recognize the act of kindness of Apollo Contractors. To the students of us at SEA, every student in our building got to use the bonuses we earned to go shopping at the school. We got to buy gifts for our parents or brothers and sisters. There were even wrapping paper. This was possible because the awesome people at Apollo donated the gifts. They should change their name from Apollo Contractors to Santa Contractors. Save you, Apollo!
Thank you, Simon. Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much. This is Jason Brown, one of the engineers at Apollo Contractors, who is a firm here in Oak Ridge.
That's right. Yep.
And they have adopted our school. And it's truly amazing to watch our students this year be able to go Christmas shopping and buy gifts for their parents, brothers, or sisters. And they did that with the bonuses that they had to earn. So they had to earn to be able to buy for family members. So it was a true pleasure and an honor. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jalen. Dear school board members, my name is Jalen Edwards. I am a student at Secret City Academy. I would like to recognize two important community partners of Secret City Academy, with Miss Carissa from Helen Ross McNabb and Miss Olson from Ridgeview. Please come forward.
I'm Risa Carissa. I am the team leader for our community-based programs at the McNabb Center, where we offer medication management, therapy, and case management programs. And this is Erin Woltz, who's a therapist in our program, who works with many of our students in Oak Ridge.
Good evening. I'm Amy Olson. I'm the Director of Children and Youth Services at Ridgeview, and I would like to introduce Lorraine Tipton. She is our star therapist that is placed at Secret City.
I would like to recognize you and your organization for the service you provide students at SCA. Being a teenager is not easy, and teenagers are not always positive. But it is okay to feel sad, angry, annoyed, and anxious. Having these feelings is what makes us human. Anything that is human can be talked about, and anything that can be talked about can be managed. When we talk about our feelings, they become less overwhelming and less scary. Many students at SCA need someone to talk to. I'm so sorry. And Helen Ross McNabb and Ridgeview are those people. They care and work to help us improve and strive in life. Every teen has trials and tribulations, but that does not define who you are. They are things we experience. All of us have walked in the rain, and we all felt the rain, but importantly, we are not the rain. Thank you.
We have one guest that we're hoping to have here tonight, but he has not arrived yet. But I do want to recognize their efforts, if I may. With so many of our students receiving case management through the Department of Children's Services, I want to recognize the thankless work that they do. Rex Kitts, who was planning on being here, who has worked with us for over a decade, is a tireless advocate for our children and an important resource for SCA. From acting as a liaison between agencies to including SCA staff and community family team meetings, his impact on our students is important, and all of those who work in the department and are deeply appreciated. We have so many other community partners and organizations that impact our students. It's difficult to narrow it down, but I did want to keep this brief, but I did not want to go without recognizing so many of the important people that impact our school and allow our students to thrive. So thank you all.
Let me say again and reemphasize what you just said. The fact
I keep trying to go sit down, but you won't let me. The students the students I referred to that have graduated and finished before August 16th, Drayton, last year, August 16th, and counted as a part of last year's cohort, and therefore were a part of the high school's graduation rate. Okay. Can I take my folks with me?
Approval.
Motion made by Ms. Hagel, seconded by Ms. McClain. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote.
All right, I have good news from Glenwood. Miss Bobby Brown serves in the Glenwood cafeteria and celebrated her, y'all get this, 80th birthday on December 13th. We are humbled and so grateful for her service to our students. Miss Johnny Lovegrove shared her gift of storytelling and Cherokee history with our fourth grade students. Glenwood received a 2023 CSH mini grant in the amount of $4,955 to support our goals for Glenwood. We'll be getting new soccer and basketball goals for our students and the community. The following students were selected to represent Glenwood at the district-wide art show at the Oak Ridge Art Center. Fourth graders Wyatt Owens, Henry Doling, Alyssa Scalia, Logan Farrar, Harper Lucor, Forrest Gilberson, and Evie Lovegrove. In the third grade, Zoe Disney and Lily Rye. And from second grade, Ayana Reynolds, Isabella Bernard, Nora Llewellyn, Freya Owens. Congratulations to all. Also, I have good news from Robertsville. Several Oak Ridge students were recently named as winners in the statewide 2023 Myra Kimmelman Learning from the Holocaust contest, sponsored by the Tennessee Holocaust Commission and the Kimmelman family. Each group of students created a project as part of the Holocaust World War II PBL Learning Unit, and in Dr. Julie Kinder McMillan's 8th grade English language arts class at Robertsville. As part of the PBL process, the students presented their projects before a formal panel of community experts. Also at Robertsville, the East Tennessee State Board and State Band and Orchestra held auditions in November 18th for middle school students to participate in Honor Band Clinic. These are competitive auditions. There are only three bands, bronze, silver, and gold, in which a student can place, and the number of each instrument type is limited as well. Three eighth graders have earned chairs in the gold band. Finally, each year in the Knoxville Museum of Arts, they host the Tennessee Regional Students Art Exhibits for grades 6 through 12. This year, Robertsville Middle School students had 7 pieces accepted into the show, which is phenomenal.
Ms. Webb.
Okay, we have good news from Woodland Elementary. The Woodland Hawkbots recently participated in the Secret City Qualifier event at Jefferson Middle School on Saturday, December the 9th. Our fourth grade team competed against other fourth through eighth grade students, presenting their project, showcasing our robot, and participating in games. Students worked hard to create an app that promotes walking and exercise while having fun. This led the Hawkbots to a first place win in robot design and now qualify for the State Lego League Championship in February. Congratulations, Hawkbots.
From Oak Ridge High School, the Oak Ridge High School Marching Band has concluded another successful season, highlighting their 2023 show titled Metal. With a journey that began at band camp on July 13th, the 134-member Wildcat Marching Band put in 198 total hours of group rehearsal time. Performances took place at 10 football games and 3 marching competitions, where they received straight superior ratings and were 3-time first-place divisional winners, with 1 Grand Champion Award. Congratulations to the students, staff, and community of the Oak Ridge High School Marching Band. Oak Ridge Schools had the highest number of art pieces placed in the Knoxville Museum of Art student competition, totaling 45 awards. Becca C. and Anna Worm were selected to present at the IEEE International Conference on Rebooting Computing in San Diego earlier this month. Their research is focused on coding a neuromorphic chip to do computations more efficiently. Caden Black has signed to play baseball with Johnson University. Congratulations, and that is good news.
My good news comes from Willowbrook Elementary. The Willowbrook Robotics team competed in their first tournament on Saturday, December the 9th, at Jefferson Middle School. Our third and fourth grade students did a great job and learned so much. They are excited to continue working on their skills. A special shout out to Mr. Knott, Dr. Collins, and the awesome parents for ensuring our students get to take place in this amazing program. Our third grade students put on their first musical winter concert under the direction of Mr. Spencer. The students performed their Sounds of the Season concert for their classmates during the day and then for a packed house appearance Thursday evening. Fantastic job. Our friends of literacy brought a free book to every Willowbrook student to ensure they had something to read over the winter break. We would like to extend a sincere thank you to our community partners. Willowbrook participated with ORNL in an hour of code. Professionals from ORNL came to our classrooms to discuss careers and help students learn to code using Scratch Junior and other programs. Also, Ms. Heather Hinderlight visited our computer and discovery center to work on coding with Spiro Boat Robot. And that's just some of the good news taking place in our schools this year. Next, we move on to our public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. McClain. Please cast your
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the RSP and Associates contract for consultants to design, prepare, write, and analyze one or more of the following, which would be boundary analysis, enrollment analysis, facilitation presentations, facility planning analysis, facility staffing analysis, maps or other analysis as may be necessary to perform and carry out all of the consultant's obligations set forth in the statement of work in the amount not to exceed $70,300.
Are the superintendent's recommendations, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Abel, seconded by Ms. Webb.
Yes, the board has seen that statement of work, and I think we mentioned earlier in a work session that we saw a presentation down at TSBA by RSP, who was teaming with Rutherford County, who is going through some enormous enrollment growth, and I was very impressed with what I saw and what they could do, what they're capable of. We then invited them through Zoom to our enrollment facilities committee, and we kind of fired away some questions at them, and they asked some questions of us. And long story short, we feel like partnering with them, with the amount of decisions that we have coming up in the near future, partnering with them, some of the tools they have that some of our current vendors don't have, we thought would be beneficial to us. One thing they mentioned is that they're over 97% accurate in their projections, and I think if we can get to be that accurate with our projections, our movement going forward will be that much easier.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS Maskers field trip to New York City in the amount of $26,551.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Abel. Dr. Morgan.
And as the board can see, this is a theater education and New York City experience trip for our Maskers students and staff, and we were talking earlier, this looks like quite the amazing trip. I think four Broadway shows, all occurring over spring break.
Comments or questions from the board? Do we have somebody here?
I'm here.
Oh, yes.
We do have some questions.
All right.
One may be, how did we get on?
Yeah, why did Maskers not do this when I was in high school?
Well, this is our first time trying it. This is our first time trying the trip, and we have our director, who has worked with us for the last several years, used to live in New York City, and she talked to me and said, why aren't we taking these kids to New York City? And I'm like, because we haven't planned a trip. So we got together and decided that it was time to start planning trips to New York City so these kids could get that experience.
One of the questions that came up before we started, as we were talking about this, our curiosity, what are the Broadway plays you're going to bring on? There's four of them, I believe, but we looked at the agenda for it.
We're hoping to see four. We're going to see some musicals and some plays, different sizes to give the kids a different idea of different settings and different options in Broadway. We do not have that decided yet. It's hard to decide until it's approved to be able to get those tickets secured. So, but we'll give you an update to let you know and send you some great pictures.
Mm-hmm. Pulling together of everything to make this happen, the responsibility that you're taking to take these students and give them this opportunity, and probably some of the students that will be in this group, this will be their one and maybe only opportunity to have this trip. So this extends and broadens the opportunities they have within their education. So we thank you for your willingness to do this and hope the trip is a great success. And
yes, I will. Thank you so much for allowing us to go.
Thank you. Please cast your vote.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the joint resolution between Anderson County Schools, Clinton City Schools, Oak Ridge City Schools, Anderson County Commission, and the Oak Ridge City Council opposing the Education Freedom Act.
Move for approval.
Sounds great.
It's not that long. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great.
Whereas Article 11, Section 12 of the Constitution of the State of Tennessee requires that the General Assembly shall provide for the maintenance, support, and eligibility standards of the system of free public schools, and whereas public schools have provided free and appropriate education for all, including students with disabilities, require all available state funding in order to continue to improve without necessitating an increased burden on local taxpayers and educational services for students, and whereas vouchers often divert public funds from the many who attend public schools to supplement those families who have already chosen a different option for the education of their children, and whereas proponents have spent millions to convince the public and lawmakers of their efficacy, yet more than five decades after introduction, vouchers still remain unproven. Whereas the Anderson County Commission enthusiastically supports the mission, vision, beliefs, and goals of the Anderson County Schools, Clinton City Schools, Oak Ridge City Schools, and believes public funds should be directed to public schools for the betterment of the student population and community overall, and whereas Anderson County Schools, Clinton City Schools, and Oak Ridge City Schools educates and serves every eligible student in our community who wishes to enroll, and whereas Anderson County Schools, Clinton City Schools, and Oak Ridge City Schools are fully transparent to parents and the public as the district adheres to open record requests and state-mandated academic and financial standards, and whereas all educational institutions receiving public funds should have the same accountability and performance reporting expectations so that parents and the public may better understand the use and efficacy of those public funds, and whereas school choice already exists by district transfers, homeschools, virtual schools, and private schools. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Anderson County School Board, the Clinton City School Board, the Oak Ridge City School Board, and the elected commission of Anderson County are united in strongly urging the Tennessee General Assembly to reject the Education Freedom Scholarship Act or similar voucher initiatives that would divert public dollars away from public schools. Any comments or questions from the board?
Well, one comment, people say, why should I not have the ability to send my child to private school? Why shouldn't I get state money to do that? Because private schools do not adhere to the same regulations that we adhere to. They do not have to accept all students as we do. They do not have to give state testing to all students as we do. Their efficacy is not publicly reported as ours is. If everybody's going to share the money, then we should play on the same playing field. Until that happens, that doesn't need to happen.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of 14 MSI laptop computers in the amount of $28,994.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. I hear a motion.
Motion made by Mr. Plain,
seconded by Ms. Abel. Dr. Moore.
So this will be paid out of the Innovative Schools Models Fund for our middle schools. I understand we'll have 2 computers for staff, 5 for students at each of our middle schools for this LIDAR 3D scanning equipment. Dr. Cross is here if you want to hear more about some exciting things that they can do with these.
Can you teach us to do this?
I know a guy. This is really a cool thing. So Bryson Leftwich at Robertsville Middle School asked if she could go to a conference with her husband, who is a surveyor, and she discovered this equipment that does 3D scanning. And so she, you have already approved, and we have already purchased the Trimble 3D scanner, so they can scan the entire room. They can take all of Robertsville or Jefferson and make a safety plan and then model it out with 3D scanning using LIDAR, which is basically radar with light. The files are very large, and in order to process those files, you need very special computers. So we needed graphics cards and a dual hard drive and lots of memory. So that's why we are getting these specific computers for that. Her husband and his team have started the training with the teachers at that school, and I got to be part of that training. It was very cool. And they will continue to help us learn how to download those files and then render the files. And then we're also purchasing a drone that does LIDAR technology as well. So we'll have 3D scanned. We could do whole campus. Surveyors use these. We can do a whole campus safety plan with a drone, and then the interior could be with the scanners that we bought for inside, and then model all of that, students learning those technologies and downloading those things to these computers. That's what they're for. It's very cool. It's very cool, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of 4 new high school courses for the FY25 school year.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. McClain.
I'm going to turn to Dr. Williams to kind of talk about this subject, but we also have teachers in the audience as well if you really have some detailed questions you'd like to have answered. Dr. Williams?
Yes. First of all, I'd just like to thank Ms. Milligan, the curriculum principal at Oak Ridge High School. She has been absolutely instrumental, wonderful in aligning the process for course request and taking a better look at how our students are involved in that, and then the really, really hard work after a course request of finding out how to fill those and how to plug them into a really large schedule. So she's done a really good job with that. In addition to that, I want to commend our teachers who are always looking for the most unique and wonderful opportunities for Oak Ridge students. And I was excited to see especially some additional dual enrollment opportunities this year. So as Dr. Borcher said, the experts are here if you have specific questions that you would like to ask them.
I'm Dr. Sharon Thomas. And the dual enrollment biology is going to hopefully fill a need for students who are going to be continuing their education at Roan State or Pellissippi. It's a transferable biology 100 level credit, and it's going to be offered in a semester. And so with my credentials, I'm able to teach that in the classroom over at Oak Ridge High School without any students having to travel to Roan State in order to complete those the laboratory experiments or the coursework. Yes, I will be teaching the dual enrollment biology class. Mm-hmm. And I do believe... I do believe the other classes have also have faculty assigned to those as well. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, sir. We're looking at enrollment first. We basically are still following the same track in comparison to this past school year. Our enrollment has increased by 191 students. And that was the exact number we had last month, so it's a fairly solid number. Okay. When we look at attendance, I hope you took time to look at the graphs. If you notice in comparison, for instance, if you look at Glenwood, they were 4% fewer absences during the fourth reporting period this year versus last year. Linden was 3.1%. If we looked at the total district, basically we were 2.5% fewer absences in the fourth attendance reporting period in comparison to last year. Just to be honest, we had a lot of sickness last year prior to winter break, and I remember thinking we need to get to winter break because of the illnesses, but we've been very fortunate. So we will be hopeful that that continues and perhaps we won't have a spike coming this direction. And once again, we do appreciate the schools are working hard on that. And then we have our attendance recognition. We'll start with our students. Great. That'll be wonderful. I think we're gonna have some, at least one new school called today, okay. Basically, Linden and Robertsville Middle School get an honorable mention in the area of student attendance. Had a good month, but Jefferson Middle School is the winner. Okay. Thank you, sir. In the area of staff attendance, we have Linden and Jefferson Middle School who will once again receive an honorable mention. And sorry, Woodland, you're not on the list this month. Okay, but you're close, okay? But Oak Ridge High School had the best staff attendance in our district. Congratulations. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next, financial report. Any questions for Ms. Van Dyke or Ms. Van Dyke? Any comments at this point? Okay, we'll move on next to items for discussion. The board has recently completed the superintendent's yearly evaluation that we do, and board members will give the opportunity, if they so chose, to this, have done communications, a number of items, let me remind the board members that by January the 31st, if you haven't already, you need to make sure you file your Tennessee Ethics Commission document. You don't want to be fined for not doing that. Or actually, I think the school district gets fined if that doesn't occur. So make sure you get that done by January the 31st. The board on Wednesday will be visiting Glenwood, and that visit starts at 7:45. Also, on that Wednesday, we will be starting our television program that runs from January till the end of the school year, called Focus on Education. This first TV program will comprise all five board members, and if you tune in, you may learn a little bit more about us than what you see if you are here at the board meeting or watching on television. So that is at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, and will be rerun a number of times. We will be doing that in February, March, April, and May as well. The different board members will be hosting at that time. Our next board meeting, as I said, is this month, the 22nd. Be our next board meeting. Dr. Borchers, anything that you have?
No, we're excited to get the year started, and we have our administrative PLC tomorrow morning as well. So I know a couple board members are able to join us, and we're looking forward to that. It's always a great day of learning.